This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari embarks on 6-day official visit to Iceland. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia says Commissioner is preparing to make voting and vote counts fully secured. Nepal and Asian Development Bank sign agreement for $93.5 million horticulture project. And UN Chief Antonio Guterres urges COP27 summit to prioritize climate or face catastrophe. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has left for Iceland today on a 6-day official visit. The Office of the President said President Bhandari left for Iceland to attend the Reykjavik Global Forum Women Leaders, co-hosted by women political leaders, the Government of Iceland and the Parliament of Iceland. Women Political Leaders WPL has decided to confer this year the prestigious WPL Trailblazer Award on President Bhandari. The award is presented to incumbent and former women presidents and prime ministers in recognition of the achievements of leading women politicians. During the visit, President Bhandari is scheduled to receive the award and deliver an acceptance speech. President Bhandari will return to Nepal on the 12th of November. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia says the Election Commissioner is all prepared to hold the November 20th elections. Launching the Joint Election Operations Centre at the Election Commission today, Chief Commissioner Thapalia said the Commission was all prepared to make the voting and the vote counts fully secured with the aim of making election results credible. According to him, newly designated polling centres are mandated to have direct and regular contacts with the polling stations. The Chief Election Commissioner also shared that a mechanism has been created to promptly address any needs required in course of the management of resources, security arrangements and the observation during the elections. The Government of Nepal and the Asian Development Bank have reached an agreement for the investments in the nuts and fruits in the hilly area project. The government bears about $14.5 million for the project, while a $60 million concessional loan from the ordinary capital resources. Similarly, the financing includes a $10 million grant from the Asian Development Fund, and the ADV will administer a $9 million grant from the Global Agriculture and Food Security Program. The agreement was signed between the Finance Secretary Krishnahari Puskar and the ADB Country Director for Nepal, Arnold Chokshis, amid a function at Singh Madhabar today. The project will benefit over 30,000 households in Province 1 and Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim provinces, mainly through the development of around 10,000 hectares of climate-resilient fruit and nut orchards. CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has stated that only a stable government can ensure development and prosperity. Addressing an election rally in Burtivang of Baglung today, Chair Oli said a robust force should be there in place for the government formation. He also viewed a single party's powerful government can carry out the development works as per the people's aspirations. Chiavelli also claimed that the UML was the only party to deliver people's aspirations and it has understood people's concerns. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi! मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Loktantrik Samajwadi Party has unveiled its election manifesto for the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly elections, underlying the need for amending the constitution. Organizing a function today, the party insisted on the full implementation of the federalism, the guarantee of citizenship to all eligible persons, and the enforcement of proportional inclusion. The party expressed its commitments to practicing and promoting democracy, good governance and public welfare system for the grassroots level, promising to come up with various plans and programs to promote the religious and cultural identities of Janakpur and Lumbini. Dengue infection, which had significantly increased with the onset of rainfall, has now slowed down. Nepal recorded around 5,000 dengue cases in a single week when the infection was at its peak. According to the Epidemiology and Infectious Disease Division, there were 624 dengue cases in a week from the 1st to the 7th of November. The total of 17,017 dengue cases were reported in October, followed by 27,029 in September. Health experts say the infection slowed down with the beginning of winter season. Epidemiology and Infectious Division Director Dr. Chumanlal Das states that the infection has gone down since the past 2 weeks. According to him, the figure is expected to make a significant fall in the next 2 weeks. Likewise, Shukrawar's Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital's Director Dr. Manisha Rawal shares that now there are only 9 dengue patients in the hospital. As the health experts said, winter season is not suitable for the breeding of mosquitoes causing dengue, so the spread of the dengue is likely to go down. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. UN Chief Antonio Guterres has warned the COP27 UN Climate Summit that humanity must cooperate or perish. The UN Chief told world leaders gathered in Egypt that we are on a highway to climate hell with our foot still on the accelerator. He said the greenhouse gas emissions keep growing, global temperatures keep rising, and our planet is fast approaching the tipping point that will make climate chaos irreversible. The UN says progress on cutting the emissions that cause global warming has been woefully inadequate since COP26 in Glasgow last year. The planet has already warmed 1.1 degrees Celsius since pre-industrial times, and scientists say rises must be limited to 1.5 degrees Celsius by 2100 to avoid the worst effects. But experts predict carrying on with current policies would lead to a rise as high as 2.8 degrees Celsius this century. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered an immediate police investigation into a gun attack which wounded opposition leader Imran Khan. The former prime minister was shot in the leg while leading his supporters on a protest march last Thursday. One person was killed and at least 10 injured in the attack on his convoy. According to the BBC, Mr. Khan has accused the current prime minister, interior minister and an army general of plotting to assassinate him. All of them deny the allegation. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari embarks on 6-day official visit to Iceland. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia says Commission is preparing to make voting and vote counts fully secured. Nepal and Asian Development Bank signed agreement for $93.5 million horticulture project. And UN Chief Antonio Guterres urges COP27 summit to prioritize climate or face catastrophe. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.